a lot about this connection with the planets and the personality. And perhaps you may say, what are you talking about? This is crazy. Well, people sometimes, when we talk about this relationship, the relationship between the big celestial bodies with our personality, with our lives, they start like watching us kind of funny, and they believe this is a very naive thought. Well, today's lecture is about actually about this influence of the planet. In the last conference, we studied the different planets of the solar system and their main characteristics. So this way we can be conscious of this influence in our daily life. Also to be prepared, right? And to be aware of these influences. So being like acting like, you know, mechanically, or to be like zombies or like robots, that we don't know exactly why we are acting this way or another, because we are moved by these unknown and invisible, puppeteer strings, right? So as well as to be ready to take advantage of these influences and use the influences of those celestial bodies into our gain, into our personal gain, that is, well, the work of the gnosis, the path that we need to follow in order for us to liberate from this zombie state that we are so far, this unconscious way of living. And well, sometimes we don't even know actually why we are acting this way, why we are feeling that way, or why we are thinking of these negative thoughts. What is going on with me? Sometimes you perhaps ask yourself those kind of questions. And that is because we don't understand why those feelings of heaviness or that sad attitude is like, you know, in ourselves. And sometimes we just woke up with this feeling and just say, I'm just starting the day and I am feeling kind of angry today, or I am feeling blue today. So we need to know that there is an outer influence, an energy that connects with us, right? In a very special way. And yes, of course, we cannot deny this influence of the cosmic events. Even though people sometimes think that we are naive, that they believe this is just fantasy, and this is a crazy thought. That's what they say. It's crazy what you're saying. But actually, let me tell you that not only Gnostic people, not only in the Gnosis, we talk about this relationship between, you know, the things that happen out there with the things that happen inside of us. Remember, as above, so below. This saying of Hermes Trismegistus is more than real, dear friend, because we know that the solar spots have been studied for many scientists, and this scientist that is Russian, his name is George Lakowski, was George Lakowski, he proved scientifically, if we are looking for these kind of explanations, well, he actually explained that this relationship between the solar spots and the wars on Earth, he found this connection. That is strange, right? Because he said, why is this happening? So this is a proof of how those events in the space have repercussion on us as well. We cannot deny the electromagnetic forces that give, you know, the shape to celestial mechanics. Evidently, lunar cycles, for example, they are, you know, this is something real. We actually know, we learned that at school. We know that the tides, you know, the water, they change shape and they change volume with the full moon. So this is something that we cannot deny, even though we would like to cover that knowledge because we believe it's kind of childish, but it is not, because we have studied that lunar cycles, right? Also, they synchronize, the moon synchronize with the reproduction of many species, especially marine species, such as corals or fish, and it has a great influence in the communication and behavior of different animals, as amphibians or toads, such as toads, or sea lions, for example, right? Those forces also affect the human organism because we are also, well, part of the creation of the nature. So we cannot be like exempt of those, electromagnetic forces because we are just human that we think and, all the thing, all those thoughts that we have about human beings. First of all, we are organisms. So we are also affected by these kind of things. Moon also, affects the migratory patterns of many species and the reproduction, sorry, of some fish in the ocean as well. And the moon is like a large wave, right? Like the wave of a clock, right? And well, it is like the pendulum, right? And the pendulum always makes the clock work. So for so to speak, the moon makes the state, makes all nature and all air to work as well. So the rest of the events in the cosmos will also, well, have this kind of influence in us. This is something we cannot deny, dear friend. So, but before we continue with this conference, right? Let's pay attention on what we are, right? Sometimes we believe that we are in this thought of evolution. We believe that we are superpower men, superpower women, and that we will be even better day after day. But this is some beliefs that we have that they are not actually accurate. Human beings, we are also, yes, we are special, of course, because we have this intellectual process that is different from the intellectual processes of different animals. But actually, we need to know that a man, it is not only what you see. What you see is the personality. And what is something that is not their evidence is the essence. So we must know that the personality and the essence are different because personality is something that you gain, something that you add to your life. But the essence is something that you are always, that has always been there. All right? And those two aspects, we need to develop them in a harmonious and balanced way. The harmonious development of personality and essence result, my dear friends, in a brilliant individual, right? In essence, we have everything that is our own, everything that it is part of, spirituality, part of the creation, and the personality, we have everything that is borrowed. What is this borrowed thing that we see? Things that we have, studied, etc. In essence, we have our innate quality. In personality, we have the example of our elders, right? What we have seen, what we have learned at home, at school, the daily life, it will be like, making this personality in years after years and after years of all those kind of experiences, they will form the personality. So this is very important for you to take into consideration. The essence is something that we have that is of our own. But the personality is always like we have learned, right? So pay attention to that and don't forget because we are going to use those two terms during the conference. So you perhaps will understand that easily. Right. So, we have this law of the seven, right? We know that there are The most important planet of our solar system, the biggest planet, there are seven. Those seven planets, they give us, well, their different forces, and they will affect our lives. They will make change in our personality also, right? But why seven, right? Everybody asks that question a lot of times. But why is seven colors? But why seven musical notes? Why is seven chakras? Why seven deadly sins? Why 7 days of the week? And et cetera. We have seven bodies, actually, right? And this number appears in sacred books and different philosophies. And if you remember, when we speak about the laws of the universe, we mentioned the law of the Triyam Nachikan, that is the law of creation, that is the law of three, right? Well, this creation of the Triyam Nachikan, it will be organized by the law of the seven. This is another cosmic law. That's why many things are organized in seven. And its name, its esoteric name, is Hepta Parashinak, is that the law, right, of the seven, the law of the seven. Is the organization of what have been created. So we have these seven planets that are the main celestial bodies that are closest to us, and their influence are greater. So also their influence will appear in our life in different periods. Imagine how many months? How many years? I mean, 7 years. Every septennium, every 7 years, we have a different influence from different planets in our lives that will determine many things according to the characteristic of the planet. That's why in the last conference, we learned about those characteristics, because that information, it is important for us to understand this septennial organization of the influence of the different planets. So, for example, the first 7 years of life, we have the influence of the moon, and all of the characteristics of this celestial body will be imprinted in the little child. That way, all the planets will give us an input and will form in us a specific feature and specific characteristic. So, the next 7 months, the next 7 months, sorry, the next 7 years, it will be well affected by another planet, in this case, Mercury, right? From 7 years old to 14 years old. And so what we are going to learn the different septenniums, because they have this greater influence in us. All of these seven beautiful, magnificent planets of the solar system, right? So, well, amazing. Let's learn about the moon. Let's talk about the moon and why people always ask us that, this kind of question too. Why is the moon is not a planet, they say to us. All right, yes, of course, it is not a planet, but it is really important for us, because we have mentioned before, right, that the moon is this body that keeps us in motion. It is like the other, I mean, like the weight of our planet Earth. Oh, I'm so sorry. And this moon, my dear friend, well, there is this beautiful tradition in many cultures of calling this dead planet, because it is a dead planet, and it is a satellite for us, yes, but it used to be a full of life. And after his cycle finished, all that life was drawn to our planet. So the moon is actually the mother of the planet, and our planet Earth is our mother, so the moon is our grandma, right? So this satellite, it is really important in many species, and actually also in the human being. And as we already mentioned, the moon, well, influence in the first septennium of life, because the moon, it is the satellite or the planet of the light with, yes, with this angel, Archangel Gabriel, that is well, really connected to the newborn baby, right? So from 0 to 7 year old, the moon will help us in this development of the human being, since we enter into the maternal womb as a simple germ to develop and unfold. After 9 months, such a germ comes into existence already more developed, but not completely. All right, remember that we are just babies. We need to continue with this development, and the moon will help us with that during those first 7 years of existence in our organism. In boys, the first testicular zone appears, producing certain cells that allow the boys to exist. And on girls, the ovaries give them certain cells, certain principles that sustain them vitally. So it is also important to pay attention, to focus on those different, development of our creative organs, because they have really important in our lives, throughout of our lives. Okay, so well, every return, of course, involves the creation of a new human personality. This is formed during the first 7 years of childhood. The family environment, the street life, and school give the human personality its original characteristic in this part of the life. So it is really important, dear friends, that we understand that from 0 to 7, it is the most important part of the human being development, because in these 7 years, we will have this, we are going to form the personality. And what do we need? We need a good personality, because the personality is a vehicle of expression of the essence in the third dimensional region. So in the third dimensional zone, the essence needs the body of the child, it needs the personality, so the essence can express herself or itself, right? But it is important that we take really care about these early years in the childhood, years, right? Because it's really vital. I don't know how to explain, because I think it's super important that we as parents, that we as teachers, or we as neighbors or aunties or uncles of little children, we have a great responsibility, really, really, really great responsibility of, guide these little kids here. You can see their faces, because these little kids, when they are in these early ages, well, it is full of beauty, right? The babies are full of the beauty of the essence, because at the beginning of their life, they have no ego. At the beginning of their lives, they have no personality. So what we see in this little kid is entirely, well, the essence in its all beauty. And as the baby grows, the personality also forms. Unfortunately, dear friends, we have only 3% of that essence free. The rest of it is imprisoned by the ego. And so far, we know the characteristics of the ego, right? Those egos that we find in different cultures, because they knew that we would need this information. We have in Egypt the demons of Set, the red demons of Set, right? The dark side that the Gnosis always talks about, the Medusa, right? In some Greek traditions, right? The Hydra, right? The one that Hercules well fought against, and also in Mexico we have the region of the Sheba bat, right? And we have all those allegories of the eagles in many books, sacred books, because this is really important, information for us, right? So the only worthy thing that we possess, actually, dear friends, is the essence. The personality, as we mentioned before, is just a vehicle of expression. The outer layer of the people is like an orange, right? The outer part of the orange, it is the personality. And what it makes the orange the best, the richest, is what is inside, right? The real flavor of the orange, it will be inside. That is the essence. So this outer layer, well, it is made of experiences of life. The essence is in all of its expression in children. And we believe sometimes that children are dumb, that they are silly, and we actually speak to them like with this baby talk, right? But actually, they are really awakened. They possess the essence awakened. And well, they are not silly at all, actually, right? That maybe they see us and they say, "What happened to these people?" Right? Sometimes I believe so. Children also are clairvoyant. They can see the hypnotic state of the people around them. Have you seen those babies that they are very, "Oh, I want to go with you," and you ask the baby to go with you, and they go, and then they pass to another person. And then they go to the other person. But when they arrive to another that is kind of, well, not that good person, they start crying and they don't want to go. And you say, "Why?" But he's a very, sociable little kid. It is because they can see this hypnotic state of people around them. But when they have this close of the fontanelle, that is like this kind of complete covering of the brain, right? When they just finish covering all the brain, well, this clairvoyance finished, right? And then they started to gain the personality. We need to know that our past life do not allow us to cultivate more the values of the essence. And instead, we give the little kids an electronic device, right? Because we believe this is fun for them because it's, everybody does this kind of thing. So we need to buy our kids, the cell phone, the tablet, because we don't want to be different, right? And that, my dear friends, this exposition of what these little kids watch in these devices is terrible because it's a great exposition of negativity, greed, wrong ideas, misconceptions, and also tons of bias. So all those things are implanted in our young little children. So imagine the big impact of those things in our little kids, right? So that's why I believe this, and not only me, right? Master Samael, he said that this is really important, right? The essence must be cultivated with love, harmony, and beautiful things. So the personality will develop harmoniously, right? Yeah, it has to be harmoniously developed with beauty, with love, with the contact with the nature, with the conversation and communication with the parents and family, and but will grow. I mean, the personality and the essence will grow together, strong and beautiful. We can make our kids be balanced with these two parts, right, of their own being. Egos will show, of course, because we know that they will appear sooner or later. But then, if we have this kind of development, like really harmonically, that really balanced, those egos will show, but we will be prepared to fight against them, right? They won't be the main characteristic of their personality because we are nourishing the essence. with love and tenderness. Unfortunately, the personality is a vehicle of the ego. The values of the soul, the values of the essence, can also use the personality to express beauty. And that's what we need to fight for, right? Because, actually, this must be the only expression for the personality, right? The essence. But because of the terrible childhood, maybe a bad example of people around the young children, maybe fear or violence at home, well, then the personality becomes negative. And all of the precious values go imprisoned in the ego. So we insist, says Master Samael, on it to be clear about the need to have an environment conducive to art, love, beauty, respect, and harmony, as well as a positive example, right? That comes from us, the elders, right? The adults in the family, the family members of the child's family, to take care of that inner light of the essence in these little kids. We need to fight for that, right? And to protect this little light of that beautiful candle of the essence against the violent winds, to preserve that beauty, because otherwise ego will take possession of the personality and pain and evil will come. So we don't want that for our little kids, right? Well, the personality, dear friends, nowadays, it is, Master Samael called Falkian. A personality now in this dark time, Master Samael says, is Falkian because it serves the ego. We see terrible things since early ages. Used to be a long time ago, we used to take care of this a lot. We used to tell little kids only beautiful tales, only beautiful words. And when we have like a problem or something, we put the kids aside, and then we solve the problem so they cannot see the negativity. But nowadays, we don't care. We let the kids watch, you know, those movies full of violence. And well, kids from 0 to 7 will learn and remember for life all the things they see. We can say kids many things, as for example, hey, kid, behave, be a good boy, obey, do these things, do that, be nice, etc. But if we do not act the same way as we are speaking, as we are asking them to be, they won't learn. Because the example of the elders, parents, teachers, brothers, will determine for the adult, for the future adult. Now, if kids see violence, use all kinds of terrible things at home, as for example, alcohol consumption, right? This is the daily bread in many places. Or sometimes drugs, right? People that consume drugs, right? That is terrible. They create those kids full of, you know, fear. Or maybe people that are really lazy, the laziness and abandoned, negligent, the house is all dirty, it is a dump, it has trash, flies, and you know, it is not a perfect life for these little kids. Or maybe lack of love, arguments all the time, people shouting around and hitting, divorce, right? Well, we have a long list for this: adultery, several marriages, discrimination, right? Because sometimes you marry and then you divorce and then you get married again and then you divorce. And now you have one kid in one marriage, two kids in the other, and the third kid. And then you make differences between them, and discrimination, not only for you, but for your couple, right? Well, the way that we treat others, for example, if we act with pride, right? Well, they will see that and they will learn that from you, also from us, right? Severe education at home, this Well, really terrible because you are always afraid. You don't know if you are acting correctly because there is going to be the belt, right? That it was really famous in Mexico. The belt, even parents, they have the belt here on the shoulder, and they say, if you don't do this, I have the belt. Or maybe in Mexico, the example that has been like funny now, people say la chancla, that is like a flip flop. Right, that is severe education, right? And in the other extreme is the permissive education. Nowadays, this is really a terrible pandemic. Let me tell you, I am in front of groups. I have little children, and they cannot bear anything because they are with this permissive education, right? Also, we teach our kids lies, right? They are liars because we are liars. And all those things will traumatize this little kid, and the future adult can result in terrible consequences. Like suicidal, right? Today we have a lot of suicidal thoughts, murder or serial killers, right? Most of them, they have had this background of this severe treating of the parents. So the example, my dear friends, is specific. We do not work against our ego. We do not understand our own psychological defects, and we try to raise kids. So we mark our young children with these attitudes, with these different, mistakes that we live day after day, right? We don't change, we continue the same. But how can we make this change? Okay, let's talk about the positive actions we have to perform in order to have our kids, growing in balance with the personality and the essence. Well, there are three aspects of the human personality, that is, the thoughts, the movement and emotion, but the children personality develops in a harmonious and balanced way. For example, they can read books, right? But beautiful books, I mean, like real with pictures of nature, or maybe there are some books that people they paint their own, and they are so beautiful because the color, the harmonic combination of colors and nature. Well, those books are really good for kids. For example, kindergarten education, it's vital, right? It has to also not only give them books, but also to touch that emotional part, the emotion, right? That emotional part must be nourished with music, for example, with art, with dances and movement, the movement, of course, also, because it has a tremendous influence in life, especially in music, right? Music, for example, in these modern times, well, it's terrible, right? Because it's kind of barbarian music, violent music, superficiality. That's what is its name. And they teach our young children to be irresponsible in a sexual conduct. So we must run 3,000 kilometers away from those songs, and we must give our kids the real art of real musicians like Mozart, Beethoven, Liszt, especially Mozart, because Mozart had like very dirigible music to kids. The kids love it. Beethoven is kind of more like strong, right? But also they enjoy it because also Beethoven has, some beautiful music that touch that internal feeling, all right? So we need to give them love and respect and contact with nature. Sometimes we have our kids all the time in the apartment. all the time in the house, and they don't see any green around. They just see, the streets covered by asphalt. But we need to take our kids to parks. For example, if we don't have much money, we can take them to parks. We can take them to gardens in the city. We can walk with them with admiration and respect. We need to form in these kids love for God and the respect for the creation, right? These modern times, well, the dances, they are not beautiful anymore because they are so exotic, But if we take our kids to see those dances of beauty, of harmonic movements that imitate the dances of the stars, well, I really assure that this emotional part, this movement part, and these thoughts will be kind of really different. Also painting, right? Good literature, good theater. Well, nowadays it's kind of really, really rare, good theater place, well, that gives like children values or teachings of importance. There are, for example, the fables and books that have a lot of nature, and they teach children about little animals or insects. They love those kind of things. All right, so well, also meditation, right? You can meditate with your little kids, with your little nephews, with your little neighbors if they are allowed to go with you. Very nice. So well, let's start by talking about the influence in the second septennium, 7 next years. The 7 next years of a human life will be, well, affected, or they will be like developed because of Mercury. It is recommendable to teach little children at home when they are in the first septennium. That is amazing because we can be there taking care of everything. We can control all the things they see, all the things they feel, and how do they move. After these 7 years, the messenger of the gods, Mercury, this is the fastest planet that is, related with intellectual processes, reasoning, intelligence, wisdom, and also medicine. So that it is obvious that in this influence, we are going to go to school. Because, the influence of Mercury from 7 to 14 years old will continue with its developmental processes. It enters the influence of this planet, then the children must go to school. He must study, or she must study the play, right? They have to play, and they can no longer be confined to the house all day long because Mercury moves little kids. Moves and agitate them with questions, and they are super curious and make him restless. And also, talking about the creative organ, the second testicular layer in the male produces certain cells, that completely specify and define the sex of the little kid. Kids ask a lot of questions in this period. It is the period of why this? Why that? They are always asking those kind of questions that sometimes you say, how can I answer to this kid, right? In this septennium, it's favorable to take kids to school. A great influence in this septennium is nowadays, well, unfortunately, technology. It should be different, because this technology is nice. We use it in this moment. We are using it to talk about this beautiful conference, right? But the negative part of the technology is how do we use it? Tablets, cell phones, computer, video games. So we give them those devices sometimes in some places, in some homes. They give this device to kids because we don't want to be interrupted in our favorite thing. So unfortunately, technology nowadays is used with destructive Perfect fist. So it has a big impact in the life of little children nowadays. In my time, it used to be the television, right? The series in the television, and they were really violent. And the movies back there in my time, 80s, more or less, they contained a lot of sexual, vision. So in modern homes nowadays, father, mother, sons, and daughters, everybody seems to like, it seems like, unconscious automata. That's what Master Samadhi said, right? In front of this screen, we are zombies. We are just robots. Now, husbands can't discuss the day's problems, war, etc., with their wives because they seem they are sleepwalking, right? Because they are watching movies, they are watching soap operas. So the gruesome scenes from, cops and crime, the latest new wave dances and everything. Well, that is what it keeps us occupied. It keeps us always thinking about those things. And we are in this dream of the consciousness that, well, it is terrible for our little children. All what we get from TV is violent. And when I say TV, you need to think about all the technology because, well, Master Samael, he just mentioned the TV, but we know that we have all these different devices nowadays, right? We are connected all the time. We ignore our relatives because we are zombies. This is the real zombie apocalypse, right? That everybody speaks about. They say, oh, there will be a zombie apocalypse. Well, it won't be. It is happening in this moment because we are using these devices in a very imbalanced way. We need education about, we need to realize that there is an algorithm which keeps us hypnotized, living in this dream, right? And we spend hours and hours and we don't listen to our little kids. And this technology is misused and they are well created. They are creating, well, terrible problems in our society. But how can we, be good parents? Well, to be good parents, we need to know about gentleness and severity. Gentleness, it will be this love, like women, right? The women in a couple, in a marriage, is the example of gentleness. And the parent is severity. But let's talk about severity, not as, this violent kind of acting. No, I mean severity because we are not, accomplice of the crime. If one of your kids is not doing something correct, we need to be severe with them and make them know that this is not correct. But what happens if we lose control of this gentleness and severity? Well, gentleness in an extreme, being gentle with our kids will create a terrible thing with kids. They won't be listening. They won't obey. They do whatever they want. And that is a hell. It's hell in the home, right? And severity in extreme, well, will create terrible situations. They will create, these kids that are really sad, depressive, and sometimes aggressive too. So we need to have this balance to love our kids, but also to teach them there is good and bad, and they need to control themselves. So that is what we need to do. We need to balance these two aspects of education, right? So let's go with the third septenary or septennium, that is the influence of the planet Venus. And maybe, perhaps, you may know now what is this about, right? Because from 14 to 21 years old of age, we have the influence of Venus, and we know that Venus is the planet of love. And what happened during this period? Well, it's a really powerful and amazing change because the force of Venus operates a huge, huge change in the human organism. all the sexual characters emerge. The sexual glands become active, and the childhood is left behind to an almost new human being. That's right. Remember your little kids when you have them on your arm, and when you take them to kindergarten, and suddenly when they arrive to 14-year-old, they are completely deep, right? Sexual energy then flows overwhelming through the neurosympathetic system. This special type of energy transforms the human organism, modifying the voice of in men, that is the connection between the glands, the sexual glands. It is the connection of the creative energy with the voice, right? So the voices in men, they change. Also women, they change a little. It is not that perceptible, but actually it is a change. The human organism is a true factory that transforms core elements into five vital substances. Everything we eat during our day, right, in our diets, they will transform into something really, fine. And that really transforming energy is the sexual energy, the creative energy. And what happened in this third septenary, dear friends? Well, the lack of information. I am so afraid to talk to my kid about sexual development. I don't want to talk about that because we are being so prude and we don't provide accurate information to our teenagers. So this way we will help them to have problems in life, right? But if we stop being prude and provide them very nice information, I mean real information about sexual energy and this powerful energy on the universe, right? That is the creative energy, right? Then we fully respect from their bodies and accept. This energy, it will help them to create beauty and love. We can see with horror how our girls and boys are walking to the path of sexual abuse, looking for something that they wouldn't find and destroying their lives just because they couldn't manage the power of this energy or because they didn't know how to do it, right? Because we as parents, we don't want to talk about this because we are afraid, because we are ashamed. But it is important to teach our kids this energy. How can they manage this energy for the realization of the human being? So, well, this is also another thing that we need to really reflect about because, creative energy is the thing, right? And well, this is a very ancient information, dear friends. We are not talking about sexual energy here just because it's connected to the influence of Venus, and we know that our little teenagers, they are, well, having these changes inside them, right? The old medieval alchemists, such as Paracelsus, they're in the center, right? Stanislaus and Nicolas Flamel, also Raymond Bloch, they studied with profound veneration the end. Termini, that is the name that Master Paracelsus called the Mercury of the secret philosophy. That's what they call the energy, the sexual energy. Also, they call it vitriol, that is the name also, the most important energy in the human organism. Those wise men said that this energy has the power to create a new human being. So we can compare this energy with the electricity. Let's compare it with an electricity, right? Imagine your house receiving this electricity. What happens? Well, that makes your house work. The refrigerator, the computer, the electric light, the air conditioning, et cetera, et cetera, device that works with electricity, right? And, well, the industries, for example, They also need this sparkle of electricity, right? Same happens within the human organism. What happened with the industry, with our houses? Well, the economy of the entire country will move with this little spark of energy. The same happens with the human organism. The most powerful energy that has the ability to create entire galaxies is, inside the human body. And that is, of course, the creative energy. And so we need to transform this energy into something positive, right? And to use it with creative purposes. Only this could result in the salvation of all of us. Unfortunately, nowadays, this energy is just a recreation. It's wasted and it's thrown away. And if we compare it with electricity again, it's the same as having a light bulb all day, right? Or maybe we have the blender, right? Working all the day without, a real or intelligent purpose, just because it's fun to hear the sound of the blade spinning. That's the same. But the media and TV shows and, series and all those things that we have been talking about, well, they are bombarding constantly with sexual propaganda, planting the doubt of their own sexuality to our little teenagers. And they call these by many names, right? But the teenagers are in the confusion and the abuse, misuse of the energy that corrupts every mind and soul. Masturbation, right? Early sexual intercourses. Well, that is the chaos, right? This is the chaos we are living. And with this terrible goal of crowd control, those minds, that create those programs, those shows, they know that if we are somebody who abuse of alcohol, drugs, and sex, they are easy to be controlled. And they will create even easier human beings to be used as pawns in this dark chessboard. So the capacity of the intellectual center is related also with the sexual power. So less sexual power, less intelligence, and vice versa. All right, so what we need to do is to sublimate this energy. This created energy must be used in a good way. How can we do it? What is the path to follow? Let's pay attention in our teenagers. Let's talk with them. Let's make them, understand that the out there is more than cell phone, that is more than fashion, that is more than fast fashion, right? Or those things that they are watching. So we need to speak them about sexual problems, because if we don't do it correctly, keeping silence about sexual problems is, Master Samael says, that is a crime in his work. Speaking incorrectly about sexual problems is also another crime. If parents and teachers remain silent, he says, sexual perverts speak out, and inexperienced adolescents become the victims. That is what is happening right now. If adolescents cannot consult parents or teachers, then they will consult their schoolmates, right? And who may already be on the wrong path. Or maybe they are misinformed and they misinform the others, and that is a chain, Adolescents or teenagers must sublimate their sexual energy by cultivating an aesthetic sense, learning music, sculpture, painting, these beautiful sculptures here you see, those beautiful dances, right? Exercising in the spaces full of nature, go and visit places full of nature, contact with the nature, understand that everything is living, the respect for the animal life, as well as the respect of human life, right? How many faces, Master Samael said, how many faces that could have been beautiful wither? And how many brains degenerate, all for lack of a warning cry at the right moment? In Master Samael's words, they are really hard. A very well-informed teen will canalize his energy to a natural sublimation of the sexual energy. Art, but real art, real music, Mozart, Beethoven, we know it. To play the piano, the violin, the cello, to dance ballet, to dance those ancient dances, right? And well, there are also some systems of sublimation of the energy that we will be able to study in the next channel. But first, it is important for us to be aware of this terrible situation and to abandon these behaviors so we can continue with the next step, right? So that's what we need to do. We have now, you know, like these ideas or, I mean, these teachings of Master Samael that are leading us to be good parents, to be good neighbors, to be good relatives to little children. It is a great responsibility, dear friends, to have a newborn baby on your arms. When you have this newborn baby on your arms, you say, my God, I have to change. I have to be better. I have to teach these little children with a good example. And it's a great responsibility, right? So, well, we live in this world with all those negative things, but also there are beautiful places that we can take our kids to have fun, to enjoy healthy of their lives, right? So, well, this is just the first part of the influence of the planets in us. We are going to continue with the different septennials in the next conference. So thank you so much for being here today. Remember that you can read about these, or to learn more about this, the influence of the planet, in the book Fundamental Education by Master Samael. And where especially there are some chapters over there that talk about childhood, youth, and adolescence, right? There are sections in this book. So you can go there and take a look at this and reflect about it during the week, right? So, well, thank you very much for your attendance to the conference, and see you, well, in the next one.